This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. What a treat right now. Oh, yeah. We are joined by Australian pro track runner who is going to represent us in the 10,000 run at the Paris Olympics. It's Lauren Ryan.
Our next guest holds the Australian record over 10,000 metres and is off to the Paris Olympics in July looking for gold. So, just under 4,000 metres, running the 10 this Sunday should be a piece of cake. Please welcome Lauren Ryan.
Oh, Lauren, flying Ryan.
Oh, flying Ryan.
Well done to you, Loz. You're in the Olympics.
Yes.
Yes, I can't believe it. Thank you for having me on.
That's nuts. You must have been dreaming of that selection your whole life.
Yes, I have definitely been thinking about it for quite a while, and to actually have it come to fruition is just crazy. And the support that I've received and my family and everything, the sacrifices we've made for years has finally paid off. So, yeah.
So 10,000 confirmed.
Correct.
And 5,000? What are we thinking?
To be determined. I'm currently in the rankings and I'm heading to Shanghai on Tuesday to hopefully obtain the qualification time. So, fingers crossed. I was second at the Australian Olympic trials this past weekend, so definitely in for a shot, and yeah, we'll just wait and see how the season
pans
out.
How hard is that to run both of them in the same event? Because
do you go hard early or you just go, or you save a bit to the end?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I think the schedule is pretty flexible, I guess. The 5,000 is on the 2nd of August for the heats, and then the final is on the 5th. Then we have a few days until the 10,000 meter final, which will be on the 9th of August. So,
is that enough recovery time?
I hope so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're just going all in. And I think, you know, with my family flying out and my coach and everything, it would be really exciting to step out on the track twice. I think nerves will kind of be hanging around early on for the first race, I guess. And then I think going out again will give me a second opportunity to, you know, hopefully do our country proud.
When did you find out you're going to Paris, by the way? It's only recent.
Yeah, it was Sunday night. Actually, I just finished the 5K, walked off the track, and then I was told right there and then. So, yeah, it was literally within 5 minutes. It was a lot to take in.
Because I've been following you on Insta, and I ran into your mum and sister the other day at the Gilson Hall. They were sitting at the front having a great old time.
Yes,
and
yes.
We're talking about you, but there's a lot of sacrifices. So, and you've been to Geelong Grammar, you've been here, you've been everywhere. So tell us a bit about yourself. For those people out there thinking, who's Lauren Flying Ryan? You tell them.
Yeah, so I did go to Geelong Grammar. I graduated there in 2016 and I made the decision to move over to America to study abroad. I went over there and I started out at Villanova University in Philadelphia, and I did 2 years there and then decided to transfer to Florida State. So after about 8 months at Florida State, COVID hit, and I made the tough decision to come back to Australia just by things were kind of a bit unknown. And then after about 12 months, which was actually around the time of the Tokyo Olympics trials and selection and things like that, I then went back over to the US to try and gain selection for that team, and unfortunately didn't happen. Ooh. But I did run a lot of personal best that season, so it was really exciting to know that, you know, that was, you know, potentially an opportunity come Paris 2024. I went back to Florida State and finished my degree, which was in marketing sports management. So did that and wrapped up there in 2022, signed my professional contract not long after, and then have moved out to Baltimore at Under Armour and am now based out there. So, yeah, that's kind of my journey,
Baltimore,
I guess.
Yeah,
that's a good journey. Know anyone that lives in Baltimore.
No, Lauren, that's about it.
No, I do. So I don't know whether you're an NFL fan, Loz. But the Baltimore Ravens are reside, and they are a filthy, dirty, disgusting setup. They're known as the Dirty Birds.
The Dirty
I live literally really close in there. On my rooftop, you can see the stadium.
No one who follows anyone else in the NFL likes Baltimore. I don't know why. They've just always been.
And the Browns.
And the Browns.
Shut up.
No one likes the Browns. You're
everyone's second team.
Oh,
now, tell me this. How?
Ravens.
All of the AFL teams do a 2K time trial.
Yes.
Would you know what you'd run a 2K? I know it's under your distance, but what would you run 2K?
It's a warm-up.
What do you reckon?
I run a mile in about 4:30. So
1,600 in 4:30.
I'd probably add another, like, minute 10. Wow. Minute 12.
Yeah.
So I'd say
mid fives.
Yeah, like 5:15, 5:20.
Oh, that's good.
What a
that's bad. Ridiculous.
No, I don't know.
Actually, that is the best. I mean, I know they carry a lot more weight, but the best AFL runners just tick in under six.
Mm. But hey, Peter Ball, another track and field athlete, has been training with a couple of AFL players, so he's definitely given them a run for their money over 2K, and he's an 800 guy. So.
Yeah, he is. Bloody oath.
How old are you?
26.
26. Yes. What do you weigh?
Oh, God.
You're not allowed to ask that.
That's two questions you can't ask.
2024.
Sorry.
It's all right. Nah, I have 48 kilos. 48? On the right end, yeah, I'm tiny.
One of my legs is 48 kilos. No,
one of your feet. Lars, can you stick around?
Yes,
more with Lauren
48.
Ryan next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, we don't want to make it all about us.
No, Jim, we don't, but
we're going to.
Australian pro track athlete Lauren Ryan is stuck around. By the way, she is powered by Zoom Energy Gum. Just two pieces of Zoom gives the same energy as a small latte, available now at 7-Eleven. We had some last week after gathering and got us right up.
It works, doesn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, it's good stuff. I've been with the guys for about a year and they just released a new flavor, watermelon, which is so good. Yeah, it's a big hit. I usually kind of have it before gym. So we usually, in my training schedule, we usually do go a big workout straight up in the morning. So that's up to about almost like 25K. So I'm kind of pretty wrecked after that. And then we go straight into the gym.
25K.
So you get up in the morning and run 25Ks?
Well, not straight. We do about a 5K warm up and then we do around a 10 to 12K session plus strides. And then we do another 5, 6K cool down. So yeah, it adds up.
Bugger that.
And then straight to the gym. So this is honestly the great like pickup. It's not something too heavy on your stomach. It works really well. It's also so funny. I was actually heading to the airport when I went to Adelaide, and it's now available in the airport.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Zoom.
Sugar-free as well.
Exactly.
Because I did pay TV for the Sydney Olympics, and I don't know, you're too young to know this, but pay TV in 2000 basically didn't exist.
Oh, gosh.
So I reckon there were about 14 people saw what I did, and that was a good thing because it wasn't of a high quality.
No.
But what I did was I was able one day to leave the compound and go to the track. And to watch the athletics. And I thought, in my ignorance, I've picked a crap bloody night. There's no Kathy Freeman.
No.
Oh, no.
There's no 100 metres going on or any of that sort of thing. And as we're going out, and I was expressing this in the car, the bloke in the front seat said, wash your mouth out because you are about to see a bloke called Hayley Gabrielsi, who is the all-time great 10,000 metre runner, and he won a gold medal, and it was... The joint just erupted.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think, the 10K is a long way. It's 25 laps, and of course it's not the signature event like the 100 meters. But at the same time, it's just grueling. It's just so many laps, and especially when it is a really tactical race where it's not drawn out from the beginning, the last lap can actually be so exciting, and you just see like everyone just building. There can be 5, 6 people, and it just is kind of who is the toughest and who wants it more at the end. And it's just really exciting when you are a part of those tactical races because – of course, it's nice to run fast, but a tactical race makes it so much more exciting for the crowd and it gets everyone involved and you just kind of feel the atmosphere rise. And as you're going down, like each 100, it's just getting louder and louder and louder. Yep. And then when you cross the finish line, you just, see everyone. It's just electric.
Yeah, it was. It was witnessing greatness. It was his second gold medal. He won 4 years earlier.
And tough, the run, because you've sought each other out early. There's a bit of going on. Yeah. Yeah. You're right with that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone gets used to it. It's just the nature of the sport. It's a non-contact sport, but that doesn't mean that our elbows aren't thrown here and there. Mm. So, yeah, it is. Especially, we saw it this weekend. There was, 10 girls with, probably a K left to run in our 5,000 meters. And it was just everyone was getting clipped next, right and center. And people were almost falling over. I threw my hands up. I almost went down and I was at the front of the race. And it's just, no matter where you are, at the front, you've got people pushing you from behind. You've got, elbows and everything. So it just depends on how the race goes. But, in those tactical races, everyone is so close and it can kind of become a contact sport.
Oh, yeah. How much time have you spent in Paris? Have you seen the venue that you're going to be running at?
I have seen photos. So I think we have pre-camp out in Montpellier with Athletics Australia. And then they have two waves into the camp. So I'll be on the first wave and we'll be there just after the opening ceremony, I think on the... Oh, gosh, I think it's like the 29th. So, yeah, I'll be there pretty much the whole time just based on this. If I get selected in the five, I'll be there because I'm racing at the beginning of the schedule and then at the end of the schedule.
Oh, and once you finish, you've got to get out, don't you?
I think we do, yeah. I know, it's unfortunate.
Hang around and have a couple of champagnes.
Yeah. All my family will be there, my boyfriend, my coach. So, yeah, definitely we'll be spending some time there and getting to enjoy it.
What other sport would you watch if you could?
Tennis.
You would?
Big tennis fan. Yeah, I love tennis through and through. I kind of regret that my mum didn't sign me up for tennis and dad too. I think, you know, we all love tennis. My little sister plays now. So tennis would be definitely the other sport that I'd choose. And, you know, if I can't play, then why not spectate? So
yeah.
And the run for 10, you're running in that this Sunday, which is fantastic. Jeez, some good people running in that, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. It's always, you know, such a great event. It's, I think, you know, away from our competitive professional environment, Run the 10 is just iconic to Melbourne, and it's really cool to be a part of because I think, you know, it brings in professional athletes from AFL, it brings in the community, and also, you know, it's a really good cause. You're doing it for mental health as well.
Loz, if you're running a 5:15 2K,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
you'll go right around the 10.
I mean, the best part is that it's all downhill once you go up Anderson Street. So. That's
it. Don't go up Anderson Street.
I know, if I can cut that off, it'd be great.
Exactly. Abby Caldwell, who's she's running also.
Mm-hmm. She also got named on the Australian Olympic team too for the 800 this past weekend. Great. So a great friend of mine. Yeah,
she doesn't stretch out to the 10, though, 800.
Well, no, she's on the board too. She's very talented.
Yeah. Campbell Brown, Stephen Baker, Dave Hughes, Alicia Loxley, Archie Thompson. There's plenty of people running around, aren't they? It's good. It's a good little event this on Sunday. So get along.
I heard you two are getting out there too for a quick run.
I'll go and watch the start.
He lives basically on the 10.
Yeah, so exactly. It's a nice little stroll. Coffee in hand.
I walk through the gardens and then come out.
And then just run the back end.
I walk the back end.
So do you get a day off, Loz? Like that training, 25 Ks in a day. So do you get, the coach say, right, Monday's off.
And what do you do if you have a day off or have time?
I wish it was that easy to say it's a day off, but I kind of just have 2 days off a month, which sounds crazy.
A month, jeez.
It's sort of, I take a day off pretty much like every second week. And a lot of the time that is usually travel days are kind of those lighter days where you're only doing, you know, 30-minute run, just sort of shake the legs out after travel. But yeah, most of it is work, work, work. I mean, this morning I went out and did a long run out at Yarra Flats, which was, you know, 15 miles. So it's an hour 40. It's a long time.
What sort of shoes are you wearing, please?
Yeah. I'm just wearing Under Armour shoes. Right. Yeah. I really like the Marconers, which they actually discontinued, unfortunately. But they've released a new shoe, which is the Infinite Elites, which are, yeah, really good. Top
How
40.
Many pairs a month would you go through?
I usually wear two a month and just kind of interchange them. And then after the month, I'll get new ones.
And you're all frocked up today. You're doing the rounds, are you, in the media? Look at you all dressed up.
I mean, I got to, you know, show myself off outside of running clothes. So, yeah, that's the way it is.
Fantastic.
This is so
cool.
We're
going to watch you,
thank you,
representing
you.
Our country at the Olympics. That is unbelievable.
And maybe five.
Most likely five.
Hopefully the two.
So, Lauren Flying Ryan, what a pleasure it is to meet you and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to represent Australia and do us proud in the green and gold. So, thank you.
Well, Lauren Ryan on the Rush Hour. By the way, grab yourself some Zoom Energy Gum. You can grab it from 7-Eleven and now at the airport as well.
Correct. Get on it, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.